having confidence at the second coming of Christ, 1 John 2:28. Confidence comes from our faith. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 17 says, "But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that ye which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." We have faith in his second coming that leads us on to look for the Lord. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Faith in his second coming moves one to use his talents to serve the Lord. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13 tells us. In verse 13 he said, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh." We have confidence in knowing that God means what he says. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." We also have confidence knowing that he will reward the faithful with everlasting life. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8, Paul said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but also unto all them that love his appearing." We also have the confidence that the wicked will be punished with everlasting destruction. Matthew chapter 25, verse 46 says, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." We will have confidence that comes from doing what the Lord commands. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 5 says, "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." 1 John 2, 5 says, "But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him." We should be obedient to the command to believe, as we read in John 8, 24. We should be willing to confess Christ, as we read in Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 10. We should be willing to repent of our sins and turn to good works, as we read in Acts 17, verse 30 to 31. We should submit to water baptism for the remission of our sins so that we can receive the Holy Spirit as a gift and be added to the church, as we read in Acts 2:38 and Acts chapter 2, verse 47. And also in obedience, we should add the Christian graces to our lives. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11 says, "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in my prayers." We should have obedience in zealously working for the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Titus chapter 2, verse 14 talks about Jesus who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. We should have a confidence that is born of genuine love for the Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world." Our confidence comes from a love that causes one to obey God and to delight in that obedience. 1 John 5:3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." It comes from a love that casts out the fear of facing God. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. But he that feareth is not made perfect in love." We know that those in confidence are those that he will find abiding in him. 1 John 1:28. But to abide in him, we must first get into him. In Christ, we are the children of God. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 says, "For you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." In Christ, men are new creatures, as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. "Therefore, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." In Christ, men are redeemed. They are forgiven of sins. Colossians chapter 1, verse 4 says, "Since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all saints." Ephesians 1, 7 says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." But to get into Christ, one must be baptized into Christ, as we read Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 to 27. "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." And Romans 6, 3 and 4 shows us that in baptism, we are joining Jesus symbolically in his death, burial, and resurrection. John's admonition was for us to abide in him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. To abide in means that we do not depart. And so we should not depart through unbelief. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19 and 20, says, "Holding fast a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom in Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme." We should not be discouraged because of sin. If we sin, we need to confess that sin. We need to repent of that sin, and he will be faithful and just to forgive us of that sin. If we sin and be discouraged, we don't confess it and walk away from the Lord, then we will find ourselves ashamed on that last day. If we confess our sin, repent of our sins, we can have our confidence back because of the cleansing blood of Jesus. If we're going to have confidence, then we cannot listen to false doctrine. Ephesians 4:15 says, "But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ." Yes, Christ will come again. Hebrews 9:28, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, he shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation." The redeemed people shall be like him. 1 John 3, 1 and 2 again said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And then Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body and make it be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Am I ready to face the final judgment? Are you ready to face the final judgment? We will either be confident as we stand before the Lord, or we will be ashamed. Let us stand in confidence, holding on to our faith and the trust in the promises of Christ.